Kiran Ayn Ches Amud Aleph, last word of top line. Tanya Idach. Brisa says Ze Adavar, and it's coming to Mimayit, that what? That Baal Mefer Ve'ein Chacham Mefer. That only a Baal can Mefer a Neder, not a Chacham. He can only do Hatara. Sheyachol, I might have thought, through the Kavachomer, Lefech, Uma Baal, Shein Matir, Mefer, a Baal who can't be Matir can be Mefer. So Chacham that can be Matir, Shematir, Eino Din, Shemefer, Tamulomar Ze Adavar. And which comes to teach us that Baal Mefer, Dafka, Ve'ein Chacham Mefer. Okay, then the Gemara continues bringing the Brisa, still a continuation of the Brisa. Nemar Khan, it says by Parshas Nedarim, Ze Hadavar, Ve'nemar Lahalan, Ze Hadavar Bishchut Techutz. So we're making a Gzera Shava from the word Ze Hadavar, written by Nedarim, by Shchut Techutz. And the Limu goes as follows, Ma Bishchut Techutz, Aaron Uvana v'chol Yisrael. This, like Shchut Echutz, includes Aaron Uvanov and Chol Yisrael. Shchut Echutz meaning shechting a korban outside the Azara, which is Asr. And the pasuk includes Aaron Uvanov Chol Yisrael. It says Daber al Aaron vel banav vel Chol Yisrael v'amarta lehem ze adavar. So therefore, since it says the Zehadavar also by Parshas Nedarim, so Apa Parshas Nedarim, Aaron Uvana v'chol Yisrael. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means shortly. And then we make another Gzera Shava. And Ma Kan by Nedarim, it says Rashi Hamatos, as it says Vedaber Moshe al Rashi Hamatos Livnei Yisrael Emor Zehadavar. So just like it says Rashi Hamatos by Nedarim, so Aflahalan Beshchut Echutz, it also says Rashi Hamatos as well. Okay, let's just see Rashi for a second. Ze Adavar Chitziva Hashem Devarim Kiksavam, as it's written, Dein Bal Matir, as it says Im Hafer Yafir Osam Isha, Dafka the husband. Talmulomar Ze Adavar V'Iefshar L'Shanas Davar, you can't change it. V'chacham is matir. How do we know that? As it says, Ela Rashi Matos, Uksiv Lo Yachel Dvaro, Aval Rashi Matos, Samokli know that he can't cancel his neder, but the Rashi Matos could. Umisayim Abraisa, and as we saw, the continuation of Abraisa, Nemar Khan Vechule, Ave Nemar Beshchut Echutz, Mal Halan, it's the Ber El Aaron, Vel Bana, Vel Kol Bnei Israel, the Kulu Machai Ve Mishum Shchut Echutz, also. So af nedarim, etc. Lekamen mafarsh l'may hilchasa. Okay. So now we're going to explain this. Go back to the Gemara. V'parshnas nedarim l'may hilchasa. Okay. It says what do we learn? This limud that we said that b'shchut echutz it's everybody, and also by nedarim it's everybody. What is that? Gabe what? What do you mean for everybody? So Amar Ravach Avar Yaakov Lahachshir Shlosha Hedyotos. So everybody, meaning that you don't need Dafka Mumcha to Matir and Neder. You can even use three regular people. Ivar Rashi Matos Ksiv, but it says also in the pasuk Rashi Matos. So besides Ze Adavar, so Rashi Matos sounds like the heads of the tribes. They're like the Mumchim. So how can you say even three hedyotos? So Amar Rav Chista, Vitamer Rav Yochanan, Beyachid Mumcha. That's coming to teach me that in a chanam, you do need a mumcha, but that's only by when a yachid does it. But if you have three, then you can use hedyotos. Rashi Hamatos, that we said it's also written by Shchut Echutz, Lamai Hilchasa. What is that coming to teach me? Right, that says it by Nedarim, and we learn on to so too by Shchut Echutz. What is that coming to teach me? So Amar Rav Sheshes Lomar Sheyei Sheila Behekdesh, that there's a concept of being Shoel not only by Nedarim, but we can also Shoel on Hekdesh. And therefore, if somebody shechted an animal outside the Azara, and which was, we said, is an aser. But if he's shoel on the hegdish, if he could be shoel on the hegdish, that he is, what he's doing, he's canceling the hegdish mikar, as if it, and this animal was never hegdish. So therefore, it ends up that then later when he shechted at bechutz, he didn't, he shechted really chulin bechutz, because he was shoel on the neder of the korban. So mele, there is such a thing of shaila behegdish that we learn from this limud with the Rashi and Matos. That just like Nedarim, there's the concept of being shoel also by hegdish as well, and that can take away the problem of the shchutei chutz. Okay, so Gemara says lebeit shamai damar ein shaila behegdish. So Rashi Matos dichsib shchutei chutz lemay hilchasa. Now Beit Shammai, they hold ein shaila behegdish. Why? Because what's the whole concept of being shoel? The whole concept is you're creating a scenario where the original neder was betaus. That's how you're shoel, right? He didn't mean, he would have never said such a thing or whatever. It's showing that the original neder was a mistake. But there's a machlokes Beit Shammai Yisrael about hegdish. Is there such thing as taus behegdish? Beit Shammai held there is no such thing as taus behegdish. Even taus behegdish is still hegdish. Mele, the whole concept of being shoel on hegdish doesn't start, because the whole concept of being shoel is it was a mistake, it was a taus when I made the net, but taus behegdish is anyways a hegdish, so you can't be shoel. Beis Hill, on the other hand, they say no, there is such a thing as taus behegdish, that's not hegdish, and therefore they can also hold that you're shoel behegdish. Okay, so now the Gemara therefore says, but according to Beit Shammai, Damar ein shaila behegdish, because there's no concept of taus, so Rashi Matos tichsi b'shkutei chutz lemay hilchasa. So therefore, what do they do with the word Rashi Matos, which is coming to teach me, we said, that not only by Nadarim says, also by shkutei chutz, to teach me that shkutei chutz there's no shaila, that there is shaila behegdish, but it can't be according to Beit Shammai, because they hold ein shaila behegdish. So what's the Rashi Matos coming to teach me? So therefore, says the Gemara, Nechanami, Beit Shammai, Leis Lehu, Gezeira Shava. So they don't hold by this Gezeira Shava. They don't hold by it, and that's going to lead to a couple of other questions we're going to see right now. But they don't hold by this Bichlal, by the things, therefore, he says it by Nandarim, and so too by Shkutei Chutz, but there's no Limud there. They don't hold by the thing Mela, we don't learn onto it that there's Shkutei, that there's Shaila Behegdish. Okay, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, then Zeh Davar beParshas Nedarim lemay k'siv. So according to Beis Shammai, now we're limiting this whole Gezeira Shava, so now we have all these extra words, so now what are they coming to teach me? So Zeh Davar beParshas Nedarim, that we said, it says about Shkutei Chutz, also Parshas Nedarim, which was teaching us Gimel Hed Yotos, but they don't know about that Gezeira Shava, so what do I do with Zeh Davar legabe Nedarim? So Gemara answers, Lomar, the Chacham Matir vein Bal Matir, Bal Mefer vein Chacham Mefer. The Dafka Chacham is the only one that can be Matir, and a Bal is the only one that can be Mefer. That's what they learned from it. Gemara continues to ask, is what about Zeh Davar Bishchut Echus Lamaksif? So again, because Beis Shammai, who does not hold by this Gezeira Shava, so then when it says Zeh Davar Bishchut Echus, what do they do with it? So Lomar, to teach us that Alashchit Echayav vein Chayav Alamalika, that the Isser Kares, when you're shechting outside, the Azar is Dafke Shchita and not Malika. By enough. Okay, let's catch up on some Rashis now. Okay. Okay, Af Befarshis Nadarim, Lacham Befarshis Mayachas. Okay. Says Rashi, Lachshir Gimel Hadyotos. Be'afars Nadarim, the Aaron Chad, because it says Aaron Uvan of Chol Yisrael. So that's a limud. It's Aaron that's Chad, Banav Chad, and Chol Yisrael is another one. So we have Hare Talta, and Tilta Midiksi Behu Chol Yisrael, Shmamina Lachshir Shlotar Hadyotos. So you have three, and Chol Yisrael, dealt with everybody. That's the whole limud of the Chol Yisrael, that everybody could do it, meaning they can be hedyotos. Parashi Yamatok Siv, the gears here, Behataris Nadarim, the Mashma Mumchim, Beyachid Mumcha, Lakshir Behem Yachid Mumcha El Rabim. And that's the Rashi Matos, is coming to teach me by an individual. He has to be an expert. Rashi Matos Beshkutechus Lamayachasa, the Hakshinan Lahu, Nafaris Nadarim. Lamar Sheyesh Shaila Behegdash. It's going to teach me that you can be Shoal on Hegdash. The Pasha Shchutechut Shaiche Legabe Hegdash. Bekamash Malan, the Rosh Hashanah says the Nishalin Alav that you can even show on Hegdish as well. The Hegdish Taus ain't no Hegdish. We said according to Beis Hillel. Ain't, but Beis Shammai that had ain't Shalav Hegdish. The Hegdish Taus have a Hegdish. There's no concept of Taus by them. So then, what are they going to do over here? So we answered. Ain't Echnami Beis Shammai does not hold by the Gzeirah Shava. Beis Shammai leis with Gzeirah Shava. So there's the Girsa here. In Rashi, Yiluav Iksiv Rashi Hamatos Beshchut Echud, so Lo Gamrin and Gzeir Shava would not be make this Gzeir Shava. Okay, and then Gemara goes on. Vaha says Rashi, Vaha Makshina and LeBeit Shammai LeMai Hilchosak Siv Zeadavar Beshchut Echud. VeEin Chayav Al Mlikas. We learned that it's there's the Chlak off. Excuse me, Bechutz Eino Chayav. The issue is only on Shchita, not on Malika. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ella lebeit Shammai lahachshir shlosha hedyotos minalan. So now, according to Beit Shammai, where do they learn to be machshir three hedyotos? Why? Because the whole the limud of that even three hedyotos are okay. That was learned through our gezeirah shava, since it says zeh davar by shchut echutz and also by nedarim. So we learned from this gezeirah shava and shchut echutz to be machshir three hedyotos. Okay. So the but now we're saying that Beit Shammai doesn't hold by this Gzeirah Shava. So where do they learn this limud that Nadarim can be Hataras Nadarim can be done by three regular people? So we learn it from the following. It's a whole big long brisa now. Nafkaluhu mida Rabbi Asi Mar Nasan that he learned the pshat in a brisa, and with this he learned this idea that you can be matir neder with three hedyotos. Diksiv, it says by the parshas of the Moados, it says Vidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael. Vitanya, the Gir says Vitanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglil Yomer Moadei Nemru velo Nemra Shabbos Bereishis. Seemingly it says over there the Moadim, but it doesn't say anything about Shabbos. It doesn't say Lo Nemar Shabbos Bereishis Imahen. Ben Aza Yomer Moadei Nemru. Again, it says Moadei Hashem Velo Nemar Parshas Nedar Imahem. It doesn't say there Parshas Nedar. Now Ravasi Bar Nasan Kashel Hamas Nisan. He didn't understand this brisa, so he wanted to get pshat in this brisa. So Atali Naharda Lekame de Rav Sheshes. So he went to Nadah to find Rav Sheshes to ask him what the pshat in his price is. Velo Ashkechei, he couldn't find Rav Sheshes in Arda. So Asa Basrei, so he went after him, Lemachoza. So he found him there. So Amar Lei, so he asked him, what's pshat in his price? What does that mean? Moadi Hashem Nemru Velo Nemar Shabbos Bereishis Imahen. Vaksiv Shabbos Imahen. It does say Shabbos by the Moadim. Right, it says it there. Shabbos is brought down there, and Svisu, and furthermore, what Ben Azai said that Moadei Hashem Nemar Velo Nemar Parshas Nedarim Mehen V'Hav Misitra Ksiva. It says it next to it, right? It says Parshas Pinchas and the Parshas Pinchas is the Moadim, right? And right after that is Matos, so it is. It's right next to it. So what do you mean it's not written there? It is. So Amar Lei Hachiktani. So he says, I'll explain it to you. Turn to Ein Chesamid base. So the lima is like this. The Moad Hashem, when Rabbi Yossi Glili said, right, that it's that doesn't say Shabbos Amen, what he means is follow. The Moad Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beisi. It's going to teach us that in order to be Koveya the Moadim, you need Kiddush Beisi. The Beisi is the Kaddish Chodesh, and lefi that, we know when the holidays are. But Shabbos Bereishis ain't Tzricha Kiddush Beisi. They don't have to Mekaddish the week, so that you'll know when the Shabbos is. The Shabbos is automatic. That's number one. And the drasha from Ben Azai, which says Moad Hashem Tzrichim Mumchin Ve'ein Parshas Nedarim Tzrichim Mumchin Vafilu based in Hedyotos. And therefore, when it said that there, it doesn't say Moad Hashem. It doesn't say what's the limud? Sorry. By Ben Azai said Modeshim, it doesn't say Parshas Nedarim Imahem, was coming to teach me that Tafka Modeshim needs a Mumcha, in other words, to be Koveyat for Kiddush HaChodesh, you need a Mumcha. Vein Parshas Nedarim, you don't need Parshas Nedarim, Mumcha. It's enough with three adyotos. Okay. So the Gemara, this will finish up. Baha b'parsha nedarim rashi matos ksiv. So it says though by parsha nedarim rashi matos, which seems to indicate that it's that yotos are no good. We saw this limud before. So I'm Rav Chista v'itema Rav Yochanan chanami b'yachid mumcha. That's only coming to teach me the rashi matos about the yachid mumcha. If a yachid dead, he has to be a mumcha. But lamaisi, you have three, it doesn't have to be a mumcha. Okay, let's do the rashis. Malika, okay, vaksiv Shabbos imem, it's Esther Shabbos imem, the besamuch also pasuk, it says, Vedaver Moshe es Moadei Hashem, and then, but Parshas Em, that's in Parshas Emerald Colony, Muksiv Leel Mine, before that says, Milvad Shabsos Hashem, so it says Shabbos. Vaha, but Parshas Nedarim, Misitrixi, it's Esther, also over there, Nedarim next to the Moadim, but Sad Otam Parsha, the Pinchas Ksiv, but Parshas Nedarim, we said Pinchas followed by Matos. And in Chesam base in Rashi, Tzrichim Kiddush. The Chesiv it says, Asher Tikru Osam Adam. The holidays need Kiddush. You have to set the months first by the basin. Shabbos Breishis doesn't need it. Ain't Tzrichim Kiddush, right? The Chaylev Ekachemela. That's automatic.